This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Today's meeting of council was an interesting one because the previous council's forecast of a surplus was always going to be in doubt, even without COVID-19. Now the books reveal a deficit, so council had to take the responsible actions they did today. To keep all the services that we expect council to deliver, they must have a modest collect or defer rises. But that's what councillors Noley and Zamataro wanted. Here's audio of most of the meeting.
I note that all councillors are present and the CEO, of course, here. We've got our staff here. There's no apologies to mention. We only have the one item of general business, but I will note any conflicts of interest any councillors may wish to disclose. They shouldn't, so that's fine. So we'll just go straight to the agenda item, which is 3.1, the schedule of fees and charges 2021. The recommendation is that council adopts the schedule of fees and charges for the 2021 financial year and delegates authority under section 257 of the Local Government Act 2009 to the chief executive officer to negotiate fees and charges where circumstances warrant and to make minor administrative amendments to the schedule. I'm going to move this motion today. If I can have a seconder, please. Yes, thank you, Councillor Scommerson. I'd like to start first by, of course, thanking you, Ms. Colleen, and your team, of course, for the work you've completed with this schedule. There's an incredible amount of time and effort that goes into these reports, especially this particular one and all those that encompass the Council's forwarding budgets. As it states in the report, the intention of the schedule is to an approach of a user pay system so that the cost of these services that are provided by council are passed on to the end user. Wherever possible, an increase has been limited to 2.2%, which is the CPI for the period of March 2019 to March 2020. I will add that there has been some fees with no changes and some with fee reductions. As a council, we must ensure our community that we operate in good governance and succeed in as many of the specific audit requirements that we are given. Having a case where our ratepayers could potentially be contributing towards these user pay services brought about by a lower than required rate increase would be ludicrous. Council must recoup its costs, and in this area, and this CPI increase is the correct and appropriate way to handle this. I do have to acknowledge that we are in a COVID-19 recovery, and this has been taken into account with this schedule, as well as the many other methods that this council has put into place to assist its businesses and residents as we move forward from this pandemic. These relief measures have contributed largely to the predicted $1.4 million deficit now forecasted by this council in this financial year, a long way from the surplus that was predicted. This cannot be taken lightly. We are still working on the remainder of budget items, but councillors are very much aware of the financial situation this council is in, and we must be financially responsible in all areas to achieve the loud requests of our ratepayers to return to delivering the basics of roads, the economy, parks, gardens and streetscapes. So I'm happy to move this motion, and I'd now like, if anyone would like to speak against this motion, to do so. Yes, Councillor Zamataro.
Thank you, Matt Kerr, for you. Look, I'll again state that Council should waive all rises and fees and charges for the 2021 financial year. Almost everyone in Douglas has been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And if we look at it, the proposed rise of 2.2% is not going to make a huge difference to Council's bottom line. So it's hard to argue that Council rely on this revenue to continue to provide services. But it can be argued that any rise for the already struggling ratepayers of the Shire will create further financial hardship. And I mean, if we have a look around, the community is hurting, and in a lot of cases, more than one member of the family has lost an income. And look, if in 6 months' time, at a budget review, the economy has bounced back somewhat, then maybe this issue can be revisited. But until such time, I don't think there should be any increase in the fees and charges. Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak towards the motion? No? All right, if that's the case, then I'll put it to the vote. I'm sorry, Councillor Norman.
Thank you. Yep. So I just speak to. Thank you. Once again, I would like to acknowledge that it's evident that the staff have put a lot of time into this with the recommendations. Every year since Dear Mother Mayor, there have been improvements, and this year is no different. Some areas have been simplified, some have been eliminated, and others have been improved upon. I believe the staff have demonstrated an understanding of our community and apply that understanding when possible. So, and this has been a continuous and ongoing process. So thank you, and I'd like to start there. The basis of my argument to not increase the fees and charges remain the same as last week. In fact, with the announcement that Australia is now in recession, my resolve to assist Douglas has become even stronger. In a few weeks' time, this council will be looking at the budget and therefore the general rates, the big one, I suppose. At this time, there will be a different argument to today as to what will be the best course of action, and I would imagine that there will probably be no choice in the direction that will be taken in a month's time. But here today, I believe we have a modicum of choice, and so I choose not to raise them. As I've already said, prudent and clever financial management by the previous council set Douglas up perfectly, and that is why I believe the fees and charges, we are able to not raise the fees and charges today. It was a past management that allows us for today to overcome these unforeseen circumstances, to be absorbed. And this means that council can weather this year and still ensure the community's needs, wants and desires are adequately and sustainably met. You may hear the word resilient used frequently by council in general. Well, this is a perfect real-life example of how this council has worked over the past terms to embed this philosophy and make it into a reality. Leadership has made us resilient in the past, and so we are able to offer a small amount of relief through the fees and charges. I know we can do this because we are resilient. Last week, during the meeting, I forgot to mention that the fees and charges can be amended at any time throughout the year. Council always has a half-yearly budget review, and at that time, I believe it would be ideal and a logical time to revisit the fees and charges to decide upon if any any changes are possible or necessary. And I believe that's a very reasonable suggestion. Councillor Zemotar touched on it. He said that the recommended rate rise of 2.2% does not create an enormous amount of revenue for council overall. But conversely, I believe by not adding it could offer substantial relief to the family businesses and residents that work hard to survive every year and above all this year. So Australia's officially gone into recession, and Douglas has arguably been hit harder than most communities in this region and in Queensland in general. The suggestion to not increase fees and charges is not unprecedented by other councils, as they have been able to recognise the enormity of the financial situation for the public and its residents. I believe that we can do the same today. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Nolley. Would anyone else like to speak towards the motion at all?
I'd just like to say something that, as per last week too, that the businesses have been given some relief in the 6 month period that the fees have been exempted for. Discussions that I've had with people around town since last week is that they do not believe that a 2.2% increase is out of the ordinary, and they would expect something to happen so that we can continue on to do what we want to do.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I think that with the CPI increase that we're going to introduce, some of the fees and charges have reduced or have no increase whatsoever. So it is pretty across the board average. I think it works out pretty well for everybody involved.
Thank you. Ms. Colleen, would you like to speak at all?
Through the Mayor. The fees and charges are a user pay system, and cost recovery is important for our sustainability and liquidity, which is quite a focus of the Queensland Audit Office. Some of the COVID measures, relief measures we've already given this year have been waiving interest on rates on water from the 24th of March to the 30th of June, removed rates dishonour admin fees, we've extended dates for pensioner remission application dates, we've credited or refunded outdoor dining fees, we've extended food licensing, we've refunded venue hire fees where cancelled due to COVID-19. We've provided rent relief, waiving rent for all council commercial tenants that were affected by COVID-19 and eligible for JobKeeper, and various other measures as well. Just some highlights with the fees and charges themselves. The market fees have now introduced a wet season discount. There's also a new 4.5 metre frontage site that's been in demand. There's been quite a massive rework of all the fees and charges, and one particular area was venue hire. We now have a not-for-profit category that allows for zero hire fees for most venues other than an open and closed fee where council has to pay that to an external party. The fees are being reworked to be more fair and logical, and we've also attempted to streamline our processes, particularly where there's a prescribed activity involved, and this will decrease administration time and enhance the customer experience as well. I'd like to just say a sincere thank you to all the staff across the board are involved in this process, because the fees and charges extend across the organisation. In particular, Katie Pilcher, our asset accountant, and Lisa Dowling, technical support officer, who spent hours and hours working this through. At the same time, we had a QAO interim audit, and so everyone was extremely busy trying to do everything at once. The QAO commended us, given that we were all transitioning off-site at the same time. The staff have just been amazing. They've had to devise whole new processes. Frontline, for instance, were, you know, all working from home, still managing the place. The media group were fantastic messaging everyone to let everyone know what was going on. So I just want to say thank you to everyone for all their hard work in really challenging times. Thanks.
Thank you. If no one else has anything to say, we'll put it to the vote then, if we could, please. All those in favour of the motion? Yes, Councillor McEwen, Councillor Scommerson, Councillor Kerr. All those against? Councillor Nolley, Councillor Zamatari.
So, an increase in fees and charges kept to the CPI of 2.2%. Not to have done that would have put the council further behind a very, very red eight ball. Once again, Councillors McEwen, Scommerson and Mayor Kerr are steadying the ship through very turbulent waters.